4-3-2 and to the one. Welcome back to another episode of the Nothing But a Foot Thing podcast, brought to you by me, the number one Pulisic fan in the entire nation. This is episode 39 of season 3, episode 139 in total, and I'm joined by my co-host, Wasteful Blimp. What's up, Blimp?
What's up, dude? The vibes are high. I'm looking forward to it.
And guess what? We're not alone. We're also joined by Franco and KBT. What's up, guys?
What up? What up, man? Thank you for inviting me.
Hi, guys. I'm Caleb. Appreciate Brando for inviting me. And yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Franco, where can everyone find you?
You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/FrancoJavierM, FrancoJavierM. Same thing on TikTok and YouTube. And then I sometimes post on Twitter under Franco J Macia, MACIA. I'm trying to get into the habit to post more on Twitter.
Nice, nice. KBT, where can everyone find you?
My socials are all the same, KBT_TwitchTV. That's for Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch as well.
Cold, cold. And if you guys didn't know, KBT is actually a retired pro FIFA player. So if you ever need advice, you know, just hit him up. He'll probably carry you to 20.
Professional 9-win merchant right here.
All right. So just want to start off. How's everyone doing?
Doing good. Can't complain outside of FIFA. Outside of FIFA, I'm doing great, man. But the gameplay is it's been an experience the last few days.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I feel like ever since, I don't know, when is the latest patch now? Like 2 weeks ago. It's been really rough.
The Travellas, right?
Yeah, I think that was like a couple Thursdays ago. So yeah, it was pretty rough. It's been pretty rough. Past couple weekends have been pretty rough. So we're just going to go around, start off with Blimp. Just in general, like, what day has been, like, the worst for you? What day has been the best? And just in general, like, how's gameplay been for you?
I was honestly having a lot of fun up until Friday. I think me and you maybe were talking about it on Friday. Like, I woke up and I was just pretty excited to play Weekend League. And I could tell by game one that it was just going to be a terrible experience, unfortunately. And I tried to spread my games out Saturday and Sunday, and every day was just kind of the same, man. I had this fun team built. I was just ready to have some good vibes. I only needed to play to 11, so I was just chilling, and then gameplay sucked. And I tried that Lewandowski, and he felt like a Mack truck. He could not move. And I also packed Foot Fantasy Luis Diaz on Sunday, and I was just like super excited to finish my games. I only needed a couple more wins. I think I was 9-4, and I just needed to get to 11. So I put him in the team, and I was so excited, and he felt awful. Oh, my God. And Smolarek. I did Smolarek. I was so hyped. Everybody was terrible. It's just a mess. So I think we actually, you mentioned the patch. I think we got a patch today. I haven't played today, so hopefully it gets better. But the last 4 days have been a mess for me. Franco, what about you? How was your experience this weekend?
The weekend was rough. I got my 14 wins, which helped me for the champs objective, but before recording, I was saying how bad gameplay was on Friday. Sunday felt the worst for me. I don't know if it was like people were logging in because of the new promo, the new team. They wanted to get their wins and these packs to get these cards, but I packed Team of the Year Ribery, and I was so excited because I have his base. And I kid you not, man, he felt so bad on Sunday. And I have Pele as well, and he was terrible. Man couldn't take a touch, couldn't pass the ball correctly. So it was rough. It was rough. And I was surprised to get my wins on Sunday. And I don't know. Gameplay was just terrible.
What about you, KBT? How's gameplay been for you?
Gameplay's been a little wishy-washy. Like, some days has been, like, okay, and then some days has been, like, kind of slow. Like, when your player is, like, you know, is good at turning, but just doesn't turn, you know, as fast as you would want it to. Or it's just, like, the one thing I hate is rebounds. Makes me want to break my controller.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, when, for example, if my Mbappe shoots, No. If the player shoots at my goalie, my goalkeeper blocks it, and then he just scores off that rebound. That's just one of the things that I hate a lot. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. And I don't know. I feel like it's been a lot worse recently. On X, I posted a couple of highlights. And even the goals I'm scoring, they're like the ball's bouncing off like five different players. Keeper just walks through the ball. Like, I don't know what's going on. It's been crazy. And I mean, I don't know. I've had my best chance finishes recently, which is pretty ironic considering how bad I say the gameplay is. But I don't know. It's just been rough. And I feel like it really makes the game unenjoyable. Like what Blimp was saying, you get excited. Let's say you pack a card. You want to go try them out. You play for two games. And then you're like, you know what? I'm done. I've had enough. I don't want to play anymore. So I don't know. It's definitely not good. I don't know if there's any like highlights you have about gameplay, like any good points like that can be improved on. So, all right, you know what? Going on that topic, next question. From what we have now in like the current gameplay, what would you improve? Or like what do you think is good and can be better to make the gameplay slightly more bearable? Start with you, Franco.
Let's see. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but recently I felt like people are pressing more. It's like coming back, the team press.
Yeah, I felt that.
They got to fix that. I don't know what it is. Honestly, I don't even know how to do it. I don't know how they do it. I pass the ball to my players and immediately getting attacked by my three opponents, their players. I just don't get what's going on with this team press because it felt pretty good the last like couple of weeks where there was no team press, but I don't know, last week definitely felt it today. Like my opponents all were doing all game just team press, and I just couldn't pass the ball around. So I want them to fix that for sure. And the defending AI, like Virgil van Dijk, is a menace and he haunts me every night.
Oh my.
literally today it happened on stream. My opponent, I remember this, in Foot Champs qualifying, my opponent took his center. I was coming up on the attack at the halfway line. He grabbed a hold of his Virgil van Dijk gold, brought him all the way up to the halfway line, trying to steal a ball away from me. I run past him, and then the AI Virgil van Dijk covers the left back position. I don't know how he was covering left back, and then I switch it over, and then he's on the right side. So this Virgil van Dijk AI defending was just too crazy. So they got to fix team press and AI defending for sure.
Yeah, I definitely, I don't know if y'all follow Alexion on Twitter, but he tweeted a video. It was like a 2.5 minute breakdown of pretty much exactly what you're talking about, Franco, where he like created space on the wing and his opponent wasn't even controlling the VVD. Like the fullback's out of the picture. He's going down the wing.
Yeah.
His opponent's not even controlling the VVD, and VVD sprints over faster than I've ever seen a player move on the pitch in my life.
Bro,
just like the AI crazy. Doing that by itself. And like, that's why people won't get gold VVD out of their teams, and it's a mess. And I agree that the AI defending needs to be nerfed. I think the other thing you said about the press kind of goes hand in hand with what I was thinking as well, because what I always just want from this game is for it to feel responsive. Franco, we were talking about before we started recording, like we actually both like the game. If the gameplay is good, like if it's responsive, I don't have too many complaints with the game. Like bounce backs are going to happen and that sort of thing. But yeah, what you're saying about the press, like if somebody's on some crazy press and the game is so muddy that I can't even left stick with a player with like high 90s and dribbling, then I don't know what we're supposed to do. So I just want it to feel more responsive, really. That's it just sucks. Like you said it too, Brando, like you get excited to play and then you can't move your players. So I can deal with
AIDS
happening in the game as long as I can move my players. And that hasn't been the case the last few days, man, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I know, KBT, I was watching a couple of your streams, and I know you've been having some troubles with the gameplay too. If you could fix anything right now, I know besides the bounce backs you mentioned, what would you fix?
I would say the passing errors. How do I explain it a little more? Like, I know I'm passing to the right person, but like the EA gods just pass it to a whole nother different person. And you know, I try not to get too mad about it, but you know, if I'm in a foot chance game in the 90th minute and I need this play to happen and it does that, as Blimp said, it needs to be responsive. And I just feel like that's part of the things that they need to fix, because it's like, this is very bad.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Honestly, I think my two biggest issues, like what you said, the passing. I have some players with like crazy passing stats, and the fact that they can't make a simple pass just is ridiculous. It shouldn't be happening. And then something else I just have to mention, the finishing in this game. I've been saying this all year, is so bad. Yeah. Like how am I in front of goal with Dina, right? Green time shot and it doesn't go in. Like, it just shouldn't be possible, but it is. So yeah, I don't know. Those are my two biggest issues. You know, I'll keep complaining. EA probably won't fix them to like EAFC 87, but yeah, it's rough. I mean, gameplay wise, you know, not good. Content wise though, I think the content recently has been really good. We're in Foot Fantasy right now. I personally think it's been the second best promo of the year. I'd still say Thunderstruck is up there. Then, you know, Team of the Year, a bit controversial this year. But I'd say Foot Fantasy is good. Love the menu grind. We'll get into the exchange player pick method that some of us have been doing later. But just want to start off with Blimp. How are you finding the content so far?
Yeah, dude, I have no complaints about the content. I think the menu grind has been really good. Like you said, there's a ton of stuff to do. I'm not really a big menu grinder. The only time when I really grind the menus is if, honestly, it's just if I'm having a lot of fun with the game. It kind of goes hand in hand for me. Like, if gameplay's good, then I'll grind the menus to try to pack like a fun card to use or that kind of thing. So the last few days, I just haven't quite had the passion that I usually have. I haven't even been doing the daily gold upgrades, which literally take like 5 minutes because I simply cannot be asked when the game feels the way it does. But in terms of content as a whole, I mean, I'm sure League SBC grinders are loving life. And then, like you said, I did a ton of the exchange SBCs today. I had like 589s and I just chucked them in. I haven't crafted the player picks from it yet because, like I said, I just kind of can't be asked right now, but I will be crafting those for sure because that's been a really fun method. I think I know a couple people like yourself, Brando, have done like 100 plus player picks, yeah. And then like you get an 89, you throw them right back into the exchange, and that gets you like 8 more player picks, and it's just kind of like a never-ending cycle. So that sounds fun to me. Like, it sounds really enjoyable, but just in this current moment, like the last few days when I get on the game, that's just kind of the last thing I want to do, honestly. I haven't been quite vibing with the game as much as I typically am. So that's just been my experience. So what are you saying, KBT?
So I know we talked about it before the podcast, but I feel like right now the menu grinding is pretty good. I like the exchange. I like the player pits. I think it's very fun, better than foot champs, besides like, you know, the stress and et cetera. I know this was a previous question, but it just popped up in my head. Another thing that I think they should fix is goalkeepers, because there's a lot of good goalkeepers, but a lot of people from my chat and myself included, they're not really that good. Like, they let the most silliest shots go in. It could be either a slow reflex, it could be either a bounce back or just a simple goalkeeping error. And a lot of people from my chat are saying, what do you think about Van der Sar, for example? Or what do you think about Ter Stegen or whatever? And a lot of answers that are similar are, it doesn't matter, goalkeepers are shit.
Yeah.
That's
fair.
Yeah. And not saying like, you know, Yashin is shit, not saying Van der Sar is horrible. Of course they're good, but I just feel like the goalkeepers can't let the silliest stuff go in. And I feel like that's one of the things that they should also improve on as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what keepers you guys are using, but I've been using UCL Donnarumma, and I tried a lot. I tried Van der Sar. Surprisingly, I didn't like him too much. I know Nick on the foot market loves Yashin. He bought him like 2 months ago, never sold him. But keepers are just so inconsistent in this game. Everything's just like a big inconsistent, you know, mess. It's rough, but Yeah, Franco, what are your thoughts on everything?
So I have to agree with the goalkeeper stuff. Yeah, I have to agree with that. I'm using Team of the Year Czech. Got him during Team of the Year. Before that, I was using Thunderstruck Casillas. I don't know if it's because I like those guys in real life and Czech played for Chelsea and me supporting Chelsea. I kind of ignore all the BS that happens with them. And Casillas being my favorite keeper and all. But yeah, I think I do notice that I just choose to ignore all the BS when it comes to the keeper errors. And then content-wise, man, I love it. So on stream, I mainly just do the menu grind. I kind of not try to do gameplay as much. Every now and then I'll do a bit of champs and stuff like that. But I'm loving the menu grind. I absolutely love it. I love the players. I love the player picks, the exchanges. League SBCs, I do at least like two or three times before I start my stream. That way I have packs and I just recycle everything into those SBCs.
Yeah. I remember during Team of the Year, you were really grinding. You were like running on League SBCs. Mm-hmm. I think you got checked from a League SBC, right?
I did, yeah. I got, I think it was the final reward for the smaller one, the mixed league one. What is it, a small rare gold players pack or small prime, whatever it is, that final reward for completing it. I got checked from that.
I mean, that's a crazy pool too, because you look at his price now. I imagine when you packed it, he was what, like 350, 400. No, I think he skyrocketed all the way up to like 800. He is a real pain when I play him. He's I would say the best keeper in the game. But content wise, what I've been doing is the exchange method where, you know, if you need fodder, don't do this. So pretty much you just do all your player picks. Every walkout you get, you recycle them into the exchanges, you know, 85s, 84s, into the team of the week, to the upgrades. I'm really liking the 85 plus player pick because I feel like I'm getting high rated cards and then I can recycle them into the exchanges. Same with the 84x5. You'll probably get a couple team of the weeks from doing the player picks, recycle them to the 84x5. Get luck, you get two or three walkouts per pack, and then you put them back into the exchange. But when the 80 pluses were out on Sunday, I did 140, which is kind of crazy. Sat here for like 2.5 hours doing that. Yesterday I did 81, I believe, 81 plus player picks. So over 200 player picks in 2 days. It's a good method. If you need fodder, don't do it. If you want to try and pack a good card, then do it. And before we move on to the next topic, what is everyone's best pool during fantasy? I'll start with you, KBT.
I would say Kanate. I packed him from a golds pack. Yeah, I wish he was tradable, but it's whatever, Trace. He started on my team.
That's cold.
Really good.
Yeah, you could just ask Blev about the upgrades. I think he'll be getting all the upgrades because, you know, Liverpool are going to be beating Man City. So, yeah.
Let's hope. I hope so, man. I'm terrified for that game.
But Blimp, so who's your best pool from fantasy?
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier. I was chilling in a hot tub on Sunday after church, and I was just ripping an 84.5 to finish crafting Smolarek, and I see the blue flares. And I don't know about you guys, but with how good the menu grind is and how many packs we have, I'm packing like the discard ones over and over and over and over and over again. Y'all know what I'm saying? And so yeah, I see the blue flares and I feel absolutely nothing. So I saw the blue flares and I was just like, that's pretty much how I was. You know, I didn't care at all because I've seen them so many times. And then Diaz popped up and it like took me a second. I just sat there and like my eyes got wide and I was like, oh my God, like I just packed a 2.5 mil Liverpool player who I love. Like it's crazy. And then, yeah, y'all know the rest of the story. I told you I was so hyped to use him, and then he sucked in the terrible game. So that's my best pull. What about you, Franco? Have you packed any good ones?
The team two has been kind to me. Today, on stream, I got Gundogan from Barca. So that was fun. That was from the 85-plus player pick, actually. He's amazing. He is amazing.
Dang.
And Brolin. I got Brolin over the weekend on Sunday. I forget what pack. Oh, 84x5 pack. And he's actually super fun to use if gameplay is cooperating. Those are my best pools so far here in fantasy.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty decent. I heard Brolin's really good, and I don't know. I feel like EA are really messing up with these price ranges, because I feel like if they hadn't messed them up when the cards released, they'd be more expensive. I'm really surprised he's that cheap, because I remember his World Cup card last year was amazing. Same with Vault.
Oh man, that card was amazing. Yeah, that card last year was so good. And Brolin's linked to Parma, who are in Division 2 of the Italian league, Serie B. So, and they're in first. So, I'm assuming that he's going to get the upgrades. And he's like 104K. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to have fun, he's got Trickster Plus, which is awesome. If gameplay is responsive, you can have some fun with those skill moves. I know I tried doing it, but I'm not much of a skiller. But he finishes everything. He finished almost everything that I gave him in the box. So he's got good finishing stats as well.
Yeah, and you know what? That's actually interesting that you mentioned, because his card is Serie A, but the team he's linked to is in Serie B, which is really cool. So I don't even know how that makes any sense, EA, but I mean, yeah. So I haven't hit anyone crazy, you know, Gundo. I don't even know. Kalinoglu, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but I got him last week. I packed first under Stanway, which is cold, because you know, Bayern, and the Bayern's women team is pretty good. And then Acuna, you know, a lot of other fodder cards, which we've probably packed. But yeah, I think fantasy's been good. I don't know if it's on Thunderstruck level, because I still think Thunderstruck was the best promo of the year. But as a promo, I do think it might be better than Team of the Year. I thought Team of the Year was good. We've discussed this, but you know, a lot of controversies during Team of the Year, so can't rank it too highly. But I do enjoy the promo. I think it's good. The cards are semi-packable. I feel like the pack weight on the higher tier is a little worse than last week. But you know, it's how this game works. But moving on, away from technically Ultimate Team, let's talk about the Streamer World Cup. So we you've probably seen a lot of us play. Me, Franco, and KBT were in the same group. And I don't think me and KBT want to talk about how it went. I think it's better if we just don't talk about how, you know, maybe we just avoid our group. Yeah, you know, all you have to know is that Franco got first in his group. Blimp
undefeated, yeah. Baby.
Blimp got first in the group of death, and if you guys want to share, who are your opponents in the next round? Starting with you, Franco.
Who is my? Oh no, I have Dan Dan. I know he's been a guest here on the podcast. I think he was a recent one. He is repping Australia, and he is using his cheat code of his Australian servers. So I know that's gonna be fun. Trey Jack was in his group, and Trey Jack's been hanging out in my stream. So, you know, I've been getting some pointers and advice from him on how to deal with that connection when we schedule that game, because we haven't scheduled it yet. But yeah, I'm looking forward to going up against Dan. Streamer World Cup has been fun. Group stage was awesome. Watching the games with you guys, chilling in the streams, doing watch alongs has been a vibe. And the graphics on Twitter and TikTok and stuff like that, it's just amazing, because I get to meet all these cool guys that on another level, I guess. And yeah, I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been a blast, dude. Honestly, shout out Greasy and Kev for organizing it, and then Brando's been helping out a lot too with scheduling, with some sick graphics as well. Because I think for me, like, it kind of came at a time where, like, I'm always trying to have fun with the game, but it was kind of like maybe dying off just a little bit. Like, I wasn't going to stop playing or anything like that, but the Streamer World Cup definitely brought the passion back. I got my Congo boys. My team name is Silas and Prey, because I just have a 5-5 Silas who carries me through all my games. So I was able to win my group. Shout out Harry Ape, Joey Donuts, and John Bridges, FC Bridges. We love him, co-host. What a legend. But that group was so tough, man. There were really no easy games. So I was lucky enough to come out on top. I've never been so locked in playing FIFA, I don't think. So it's been just like really cool to experience kind of a different dynamic than what I typically do, which is just like kind of vibe out and have fun, use fun teams. Like, to actually like sit there and sweat, like trying to win games. I think you probably say the same thing, Franco. Like, it just has brought a totally different vibe to it. So for me, that's been really cool. And I played Waffle in the next round. Waffle was in the group with y'all, with KBT, Franco, and Brando. He finished second, I finished first, so we got drawn. And we'll be playing sometime this weekend, but dude, it's been a blast. And even though y'all didn't make it through the group stage, I feel like y'all should probably share your experience still, because I think both of y'all probably saw it a good time. Brando, you want to talk a little bit about
it? Yeah, no, it was really fun, you know, building the team, getting the players, and you know, it really makes you play differently than how you normally play. And I feel like that's something I do have to like learn more for the next tournament, because, you know, let's say it's just an example going from Mateus to an 84 in form, you know, it's a big drop off. So I feel like, I'm not sure how you guys play, but I really need to slow down my gameplay and like think more about how I play. Cause when you have like these better cards, you can just like mash the pass button and the pass will just go through. You know, if you have a card with high passing, just press pass. Okay, it goes to this guy. But when you have a card with, you know, mid, you know, decent mid passing, it's much harder to get the ball to the next player. So it definitely changes how you have to play. And it's been fun, you know, making the graphics really fun, you know, updating everyone how the game is. And sad to announce that, you know, KBT doesn't even know this yet, but he's actually my official commentator for the next round. So congratulations, KBT.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
When are you going to tell me?
Right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, bet.
Yeah, I've been holding in the surprise for 6 months. So.
Six months? Interesting. Yeah. How do you feel about the... how do you feel about everyone that's been promoted, like Franco and Blimp? Any advice for them in the tournament?
Yeah. So number one, Franco, I think you might need to, you know, take a quick trip to the UK or Australia because or just have Dandan. Like what you said.
Yeah. We could all chip in. Buy him a plane ticket to the East Coast.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could do that, you know, Dan, if you're interested. And then, Blimp. So you know how Waffle, you know, his name's Waffle. Just trying to think of something.
Ghost him.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. And then you know KBT. You know you got last, but it's okay.
Brando, I can't hear you. Seem to be breaking out.
Technically, KBT. If we flip the group, you got first. So congratulations, KBT.
I'll take that.
Yeah. You will be playing me in the non-existent knockout round. So it'll be a good game. But yeah, KBT, how was your experience?
It was really good. I know even though I got last, I feel like it's good not to sweat. You know, not to like, this was a tourney that was fun. Just for the good vibes, good memories. You know, it's good, you know, not to sweat on foot champs or rivals or anything like that. This is just something that is enjoyable. So shout out to my group. Shout out to Greasy and everyone who made this possible. And yeah.
Wow. That was very inspirational. I'm actually crying right now.
Thank you. Very inspiring, KBT. Practicing my speech.
it's been really fun. We're going to try and do more of these in the future. I don't want to give out any information because this is just a work in progress. But maybe sometime around the summer, after Team of the Season, there might be a new tournament with more streamers. That is all I will tell you for now because we're still planning it. But yeah, we do want to do more of these. And I know everyone has had a fun time, you know, checking the top scores, seeing the groups, seeing who plays who, the games. And the games are passionate. This just came in mind. I just have to give a quick shout out to Joey Donuts. I know Blimp probably has a few words from him, so I'll just let Blimp go ahead.
Dude, I love Joey so much. I never really interacted with him before this tournament, which again just goes to show how cool it's been, like introducing each other to maybe some people that we didn't really know. And turns out he's followed me on Twitter like forever and was using my tactics like a long, long time ago. So it's just been really cool talking to him. And Shogi was doing like pre and post match interviews with him. And after he finished last in the group, we had our match this past weekend, and I won both to top the group, and so which means he lost both, which means he didn't advance, and Shogi sacked him on the post game. Dude, it was just such a vibe, man. So shout out Joey Donuts. And a little sneak peek, Joey will be coming on the podcast on this weekend episode with the boys. So looking forward to chopping it up with Joey, but I don't have a bad thing to say about the guy, man. He is a straight vibe.
Yeah. Love Joey. But yeah, like what you said, just the connections. Like it's crazy how he's been following you and now you guys have interacted. So it's cool, you know, meeting everyone. I think it might be the best you know, FIFA tournament ever. Like who cares about these pro events? Like we're not trying to watch, you know, these pros who get like an hour's sleep hit the gritty. You know, so just
yeah, it's different levels of passion. Yeah. I don't care about their keeper movement with their Van der Sar.
Exactly.
I have a 66 DR Congo keeper in net. Oh my god! And he is my goat, man. He doesn't save a thing, but I love him.
That's how I feel about my goalkeeper.
Yeah, no, we don't want to see cutbacks every 2 minutes and crossing into Holland. Yeah, we don't care about that. And one more thing before we move on, just way back, please, just reconsider. I mean, I know you didn't say no. I know you're listening right now because you know we're Bayern fans. So just like, you know, you're hearing in your head right now as well. So just think about it. All right, just a quick little halftime performance in the final. And yeah, we'll be happy. KBT, I know KBT has a couple big friends because he got raided by Pieface. So you know, maybe Pieface can talk his way, and maybe we could just get like a co-op performance in the final, KBT, if you could just hit Pie up real quick.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'll try to sweet talk my way in, you know.
Oh yeah.
Bid motion.
Yeah. So now moving on, I know we did have a question for the podcast. Let me pull it up real quick. All right. So from the Discord, NBAFT Discord, everyone make sure to join it. If you go on the Twitter page, there should be a link tree and a Discord link. But it's coming from Ronaldo Weasley. What a name. I love it.
W name.
He says, for lower level players trying to make weekend league, do you have a day/time you'd recommend playing playoffs to have the best chance to make it? Feel like most people don't have that problem in this Discord, but I always hover to 3 to 4 wins and want to change that to 3 to 7. And he said, you know, not hitting the high wins, it's very disheartening. So let's start with you, Blimp. Do you have a time or day that's best for you?
I don't really. I've played at all kinds of different times, and I haven't really found anything to be too different, but I guess I'm fortunate enough to be very good at the game, so I never really struggle to qualify. So maybe I'm not the best person to ask, and maybe Franco isn't either. But Franco, do you have any thoughts on the topic?
I don't know. I've been playing lately. Usually I qualify on Thursdays. Like that's what I do. Play all my games, get my 6 wins, or if I'm doing good, I'll try to get all the wins. Thursday feels pretty good. Today I was playing some qualifiers. Today, Tuesday, it felt better. A little bit easier opponents. I don't know what the difference would make it, compared to other days. But yeah, like Blimp said, I'm pretty good at the game too as well. So I don't know if I have the best answer for our guy here.
ABT, I just have a gut feeling that you might want to chime in here on this one.
thank you, Blimp. I am your perfect guy here, Ronaldo. So I played on actually each day. One thing I would suggest is if you lose one or two games in a row, just hop off. Don't play in a row because that just adds it up, you know, with the stress and et cetera like that. Don't play on Thursdays. Those are the most rattiest days, for qualifications. I know from experience, you know, if it's like the 70th minute, that was just time waste for the whole time. I say try to either do it early. Wednesday's a pretty good day. If not Wednesday, Friday as well, during champs, not a lot of people, I mean, all like the pro players and like the people that are really good at the game, they're already qualified, already playing champs for that Friday. So I say either Wednesday or Friday. If you want to do Tuesday, I played on Tuesday as well. It's been pretty good. I can't complain about it. But yeah, I just say really anything but Thursday, because that is the most toxic, rattiest time. Everyone's in a rush to qualify. You know, Friday's with every new promo, so they're trying to get it in a hurry. So they're trying to win as the most rattiest way they can with the five bats and everything like that. So yeah.
Yeah, just to chime in something real quick. I do agree, Thursday qualifiers, I would not do that. I played last Thursday, so sweaty. I don't know what it is. I mean, same thing happened last time I tried qualifying on Thursday. It was really rough. And then for champs, I don't know if there's a better day. I feel like Friday has gotten a little worse. Not really because of the opponents, just because of the gameplay. I feel like the gameplay on Friday is really bad, so I would stay away from Friday. If you do want to play, though, I actually think Monday is actually the most difficult day. I don't know why. Monday has always been pretty challenging. But I would say Sunday, maybe Sunday morning, Sunday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night. Those 2 days are typically, for me at least, the easiest. So if you want, you know, high wins, I would play Saturday and Sunday. But yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just you just have to try every day, see what works for you.
Yeah, I think trial and error is probably the best bet. Or maybe just go with what Caleb said, because he has some experience with the conversation. So one thing I wanted to talk about, because we talked about how good the menu content has been. I'm a big player SBC guy, and I think we've just seen some really good value cards from this promo. So I wanted to see who y'all think... if you had to pick one card that's the best value card to be released in FUT Fantasy, it could be SBC or it can be a card in PEX. Who are you going with and why? And Brando, I'm going to start with you.
Oh, yeah, this one's a tough one, but I have to say Stanway, Bayern CDM. Ooh. The card, I tried her out. She's really, really good. She's only 50K. I think the Bayern's woman team is pretty good. So she does have a chance at getting plus four. Two play styles, they're both pretty decent. Stats all around are really good. So, I don't know. I would, no training advice, but I would maybe pick a couple up because I do think she could get some upgrades. But just in general, a few Packer, I wouldn't send her into an SBC just yet. Maybe wait a while, maybe try her out. I think she's really fun. And I think with four upgrades, she could be really, really good. What about you, Franco?
Good question. I gotta go back to my hero Brolin. I can't get over that price. I think 100K is good for the hero. He's got some fun play styles, the Trickster Plus, which is amazing. He's rapid. He's gonna outpace these center backs. I outpaced VVD, so that was kind of cool. And he's linked to Serie B Parma in real life, but on the card, which I didn't even notice till you said it earlier, Brando, he does have the Serie A links, so that could help with squad building if you want to try to run a Serie A team, or maybe Sweden as well since he's Swedish. And I think he should be able to get the upgrades. I can't remember what heroes get, but I think 106K for a hero and for this type of guy, if you use him last year, like we said earlier, yeah, you're gonna have fun with this Brolin for sure.
Yeah, he looks nice. I think both of those are great shouts. That Stanway, Brando, I actually, so yesterday she was down around 45K, and this may or may not be trading advice, but I bought 22 of her for 45K because Bayern women are really good. Like I said, I'm kind of not loving the game a ton at the moment, so I'm not really doing too much with my coins. So I was like, why not sink like 900K into an investment that I think will pay off? Because I agree, Brando. I think if she gets even two upgrades, man, that card's going to be insane. And then Brolin, Franco, I think you're going to make me try out that Brolin, man, because he does look nice, and he moved so different last year with the left stick on that World Cup card. So that's a good shout as well. And then KBT, you've had some time to think about it now. What are you saying?
I say if you're running a La Liga team, I say Gundogan. only because, you know, he's less than 300K and he can really play any position. You play, if you want to run a sits with him, you can do a CDM. If you want to do a boss to bots, he has high passing and high dribbling as well. For less than 300K, I see that's a pretty good steal. Or I would say Konate. I don't exactly know his price. I think it's around, like, I want to say 300. But
he's a lot, man. He's 500K.
Okay, never mind. Let's just sit that Gundogan, actually. Never mind.
That Gundogan does look sick, though. Does he? He has a anticipate plus and finesse plus. Is that right?
Yeah.
What a crazy, like, combo of playstyle pluses. Like, polar opposites. But, I mean, for a box-to-box center mid or a CDM that can maybe crack some long shots,
yep,
that honestly could be pretty sick. And then one other thing I wanted to talk about, we were kind of talking about it in the Discord before recording, but it's not something that we've mentioned on the podcast in a while, and this one might take a little bit more thought, but I want to get y'all's thoughts on best value SBC of the year, because I saw some shouts that Rolfo could be up there, and it got me thinking, like, what are we saying the best value SBC of the year might be? So, Brando, I'm going to go back to you. What are you saying?
Best value SBC of the year is... Wow, that is a tough question. Now, this one might be surprising. And it's a very expensive SBC. And it's a bit boring. But I am actually saying Mbappe. And the only reason I'm saying Mbappe is because... the 92 and the 93, because, you know, Mbappe is always the best player in the game. Super expensive. But the 93 was really interesting to me. So I remember when I did the SBC over Christmas, he was like 4.5 mil. I think his UCL was around that price too. Or I think the UCL came out around that time. Not too sure. But if you look at the UCL card now, that card skyrocketed all the way up to 7.1 mil. So, you're looking at the same card. You know, I know it's an SBC, but same card, 3 million coin difference. Now, I know it's Mbappe. You know, everyone has Mbappe. Mbappe's boring, but you just look at this SBC. And the one thing about this SBC, yes, I complete him with store packs. But if you look at KBT, KBT didn't open a single store pack, and he completed Mbappe. So... I think that's the greatest achievement I've ever heard, KBT.
Thank you. Yeah, especially around that time, fodder was especially, I think it went down a lot. I don't exactly know why, but just the transfer market, just the gods were just on me for the support. But yeah, plus he's long-term as well. He can literally go till the last day of FIFA. And yes, he is expensive, but... if you think about it, you wouldn't have to replace Mbappe for a whole year. You wouldn't have to have that worry or stress. And that saves a lot of time for you. You know, you can focus on other aspects of your team. It could be a midfielder, it could be a defense, it could be anything else. You just know it wouldn't be your striker because, yes, you've spent a lot on that one player, but he can do everything for you. He can come short for you, He can shoot for you. He can dribble past players. His high dribbling makes it could be like a little bit of a playmaker as well. For me, I have him as a come short player. So he comes as for the ball. I do a little step over boost and he runs past him. So yeah, I really do think Mbappe is him.
Yeah, that's not a bad shot at all. I don't have a problem with that. It's hard to argue with the best player in the game being the best value in the game, especially when it's a player that you can craft with fodder, because I think a lot of people look at, like, oh, it's 4.5 million coins, like, but it's not, you know, it's not on the market. If you can knock off 3 mil of that with fodder, then it's only 1.5 million, and I know a lot of people were able to do most, if not all, the SBC with just fodder, so that's a really good shout. Franco, what about you? You going to say something different, or are you sticking with Mbappe?
I mean, yeah, I got to agree with Mbappe being good value. I didn't do him. But I kind of have two. More recent, I got to say Claudia Pina. I think she was like around 180K. The Future Stars Barca cam. Yeah, she was like around 180K. Super cheap. Really super cheap. 90 rated. I was using her up until I packed Team of the Year Ribery on Sunday. I have her as a super sub. I thought her play styles are amazing. I think a lot of people are still kind of using her as well. Probably one of the better SBCs that came out during that promo, the Future Stars. And then not a throwback, but kind of a long time ago during Thunderstruck was the Frankie DeYoung that I missed out on. I think he was very good value at the time, especially with the whole promo was just being crazy with all that pack luck that was kind of going on. Pack weight was kind of good. Content was good as well. So it was kind of easy to craft him, I would say. And I kind of regret not crafting him at the time because I came up against him a lot around that time and he cooked me all the time, winning the ball back. So I would have to give it to those two, Pina and Frankie DeYoung Thunderstruck.
Barca players, okay. But yeah. I think they're both good shouts, man. That Pina, I did that Pina the day she dropped too, just because if there's a good value player SBC for like less than 200K, I'm probably doing it just because that's, like I said, where I find my enjoyment changing the team. And she's insane, man. Five-star weak foot, finesse plus. I think she has incisive plus as well. And she's tiny, so she left sticks really nice. She's good. And then it's funny you say DeYoung too, because I don't remember the exact words that our buddy Jota used on Twitter today, but he tweeted something about that DeYoung SBC, something along the lines of like, I think this is quietly the best SBC of the year. So yeah, that DeYoung is a demon, man. Those are all good shouts. For me, y'all probably already know what I'm going to say if you follow me on Twitter, if you've listened to me on this podcast for a while, but it's got to be Zizou, man. Zinedine Zidane. That card has been the best player in my club since I did him, which was, I just checked back. It was December 10th that he dropped. And I finished him the day after he dropped because I was saving fodder for him. Dude, there's nothing that card can't do. I'm sad for the people that didn't get to complete him because he just moves so different. He glides across the pitch. He can play cam, wing, center mid, striker, center forward. I've used him at fullback because I had somebody get a red card early in the game. I played Zidane at fullback all game and he cooked there too. He's got so much passion. So for me, it's got to be Zizou, but it's just cool to look back like over the year, over the whole year of the game and see like SBCs that we completed, you know, months ago, like Mbappe and Zidane that we're still using in our team. I know there's people out there still using DeYoung, so getting that value. And then one last thing that I wanted to touch on, we did get some player of the month leagues today. I know I was a little bit disappointed with the Premier League player of the month league being Hoyland. I was really hoping for a sick Foden card or a Saka card. But maybe Hoyland will be good value if they make him as good or better than his Future Stars card, because that card is actually really good. And then Serie A player of the month ended up being Dybala, which is sick because Dybala is a FIFA goat of mine. He's always really fun. So I'm definitely more excited for Dybala than I am Hoyland. But anybody interested in either of those cards? Franco, let's go to you first.
I did not know about the Dybala. I did know that Hoyland was getting the premiere. Probably gonna pass on him. I don't know. I got a lot of Man United fans in my channel, in my stream all the time, so I kind of like to troll them a lot. So I don't know. Maybe I craft him and just discard him right in front of them. yeah, the Dybala, that sounds interesting, man. He had a sick goal like that he got that team of the week for, where he got the hat trick. So I'll definitely be crafting him. I don't even think price would be much of a issue as well. So it'll be interesting to see what they give him in terms of play styles and stuff like that. I don't even think I've really used a Dybala this year as well. So I'll definitely be excited for that.
He's nice, man. He got a player of the month pretty early in the year and he moves so nice. His finesse shots come off nice. The only thing is his playstyle plus is kind of mid. I want to say it's flair. Maybe I'm wrong, but I hope they give him a good playstyle plus, maybe two. And then they got to make him 4-4, in my opinion. If they keep him 4-star, 3-star, that would be a little annoying to me. But KBT, are you interested in either of those?
The Dybala for fun. I would like to try him out if I have the fodder. I've always liked Dybala in the game, of course. I do know about Haaland getting a card, but I'm not going to do him. He is pretty sick card, I would assume. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. Hoyland just kind of seems... It seems like the consensus of people wanted, you know, Foden or Saka, one of the England star boys. Yeah. But Brando, big United fan. Brando, are you interested in Hoyland or Dybala?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm 100% doing the SBC. You know, I love Man U. They're my favorite club ever. ever. I'm a big fan. But seriously, no, I think I'm gonna do Dybala. Hopefully, this one should not be 89 rated. I feel like we've had an 89 Dybala for the past 4 months. Hopefully, they give him a 4-star weak foot, make him 4-4, 90 rated, boost his stats a little bit, and I will be there.
Yeah, that would be so exciting, man. Dybala is always so fun in FIFA. And again, like KBT mentioned it, like a lot of these cards we complete for fun because I feel like everybody who grinds this game, like our team's already so good. There's not many SBCs that are really going to get into your main team. So yeah, it's just fun to take some of these good value cards like that Pino that Franco mentioned and just try to change it up a little bit. But boys, it's been a fun session, man. Just enjoying the vibes. Franco, KBT, we appreciate y'all being on. And KBT, let the people know once again where they can find you at.
Everything is on the same name, KBT_TwitchTV. That's for my Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch as well.
Awesome, dude. Well, thanks again for being on. And then Franco, first-time guest, man. It was amazing chopping it up with you, bro. Where can the people find you at?
Yeah, no, well, first, thanks for inviting me, guys. I had a lot of fun. And yeah, I stream pretty much regularly on twitch.tv/FrancoJavier. That's Franco Javier, FrancoJavierm. It's the same as my YouTube as well and my TikTok. And then, like I said earlier, Twitter, Franco, JMACIA. That's my Twitter handle. I usually post when I go live there. And yeah, I had a lot of fun, guys. This was awesome.
Appreciate you being on, man. It was a blast. And then Brando, obviously the people know where to find you, my lovely co-host, but let them know again just in case they forgot.
Yes, you can find me at BrandoLive_X, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitch. I'm trying to post more on TikTok, so if you can go drop a follow, I would appreciate that. But yeah, you know, fun as always. Thank you for joining, Blim. Thank you for joining, Franco. Thank you, KBT. Hopefully, KBT, you're going to hit your 20th now next weekend. You know, not like you need any help from us, but, you know. I know you didn't have to be here because I know you don't usually hang out with people who are, like, you know, worse than you at the end. And you don't want to, you know, so. Yeah, it's okay. But, you know, we appreciate you on KBT. So,
thank you for the invite as well.
Yeah, it's been fun, boys. Make sure to follow our podcast page on Twitter at YourFootPodcast. You can find me at WastefulBlimp on Twitter and Twitch. Haven't been streaming quite as much recently, but we got the Streamers World Cup coming up again, me and Franco's knockout round. So be sure to drop us both a follow, and we'll be sure to tweet out when those games are, probably coming up this weekend if I had to guess. But man, whenever life gets you down and you just need to play a nice video game, maybe take the edge off a little bit and relax, please, for the love of God, don't play FIFA because it'll only make it worse. But if you do decide to play FIFA, just remember, it ain't nothing but a foot thing, baby. Peace out.